Now, Éireann Éireann says its catering provider has advised it that it's no longer able to provide catering services on Irish Rail's intercity network. The company is now starting a process to tender for a new catering contract, but it says it'll mean that onboard catering services on trains are unlikely to be available until at least early 2023. Jane Cregan is Éireann Éireann's spokesperson. She's on the line now. Jane, it's back to the flask and a packet of homemade ham sandwiches, is it?
I think that's what it's going to look like for a little while, and I suppose it has looked like that for the last, well, we weren't, no eating was allowed when face coverings were mandatory, so we have not had catering on any of our services for over 2 years, but it's unfortunate that our catering provider is not in a position to reintroduce services on board, and so that's why we have started a new process now to see if we can get a new catering contractor on board with us.
And why is it likely to, or do you expect that it'll take so long until early next year?
Obviously, it's a significant contract, and we're a public sector organisation that are bound by legislation on procurement. So it will take a considerable amount of time for this contract to be fulfilled. But we're working as fast as we can to ensure that we will get catering services back on board as soon as possible.
I mean, I suppose it's just in the context of people being encouraged to leave the car at home to make much greater use of public transport. It's hard. Hardly the sort of news that's going to encourage that, is it?
It's unfortunate, but our contractor, a combination of staffing issues, and that's not exclusive, I would imagine, to them in the service industry, and also rising costs just meant that they weren't in a position to continue with the contract. We are working with catering providers that we have at major stations that we would be able to maybe provide some sort of a catering offering at other major stations that currently don't have catering facilities at those stations. That's right. Something that we're looking into at the moment. Okay. And I suppose the message we're putting out there today is that for people who are going on intercity journeys, that unfortunately at present they need to bring their own snacks and drinks on board.
Or have a good lunch before you leave. We'll leave it there. Thanks very much indeed for that, Jane.